Speaking during a monitoring mechanism technical committee meeting in Juba, Chairperson Azrat Denero Hamad said tensions between forces loyal to the SPLA-IO faction allied to Simon Gadwich and forces loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar's faction have been fighting in unity and Afanail since February 11th.
Armed clashes between party signatories and unity and Upper Nile states have significantly undermined the permanent ceasefire. There is tension in unity state since Mirmir containment site was overrun on 11 February by Kitgwang elements and armed reportedly instigated by the Koch County Commissioner. Consequently, armed clashes spread to Mandate and Leer counties, and there were reported of continuous attack from 4th to 8th April by the Koch and Mandate County commissioners on SPLA-IO forces and Leer population in Leer County.
Hamad also says attacks by the wholehearted opposition group National Salvation Front, led by Thomas Cirillo, continue in central and western Equatoria states. He says tensions remain high in Tembura County of western Equatoria state, where fighting that broke out last year displaced nearly 80,000 civilians. SPLA-IO Machar faction spokesperson Colonel Lampol Gabriel agrees that the permanent ceasefire is under threat, but blames the South Sudan People's Defense Force of violating the ceasefire by attacking SPLA-IO positions in Unity and Upper Nile states. Gabriel says seeing the SPLA-IO Gadwich faction sign a defection agreement with the SPLM in government in January this year, they have become part and parcel of the SSPDF under the command of President Salva Kiir.
The SPLA-IO has sacrificed so much to make sure this peace is implemented. Right from the negotiation in 2018 to date, we are now implementing the peace agreement. We are here in Juba, and we are adhering to the Cessation of Hostility Agreement, which was signed in 2017, December. And up to now, we are making sure that we continue with the implementation of the security arrangement, despite all the challenges we are facing. So we, at the end, we are here, even after the agreement, we know that the ratio was 50-50, but now because we are being pushed to a corner, we agreed to go for 40-60. These are all sacrifices we made for this peace to be implemented.
SSPDF spokesperson Major General Lul Rai Kong disputes Hamad's assertion that the general ceasefire is under threat. Kong admits there have been skirmishes between SSPDF and SPLA-IO forces in Unity and Upper Nile State, but says that is no longer an issue.
I would respectfully disagree with his overall assessment that the ceasefire is in danger, because when you say that and then you are putting things together without differentiating them, ceasefire would be in danger if the two parties to the agreement are in serious hostilities, SPDF and SPLA-IO. Yes, I'm in agreement with everybody that we have experiences of low-scale fighting in some of the areas you had mentioned. But these incidents have been contained.
Suba Samuel, a spokesperson of the National Salvation Front, says the NAS is not adhering to any ceasefire because it was already violated by the government in Juba.
It is very, very unfortunate that the citizens are still claiming that they are monitoring what is called ceasefire in South Sudan. First of all, in our own assessment, in a basic assessment, in the eyes of each and every South Sudanese, there is no ceasefire going on in the country, nor even implementation of the agreement. But what I know is that all these wars, especially in Upper Nile, are facilitated by Juba.
Samuel denies the NAS was involved in any recent skirmishes. Chual Deng Thon, a spokesperson of the Kitgwang faction, denies his group have been fighting the SPLA-IO Machar faction in Unity and Upper Nile state. Thorn says the fighting in Unity State's Leyr and Mayendit counties was between communities which support the government and the SPLA-IO Machar faction.
There are supporters of the SPLA mini government and supporters of the SPLA-IO of Riek Machar. These are the people fighting now in Unity State, and they are fighting on the tribal lines. We are not part of that.
In a statement released yesterday, the UN mission in South Sudan said at least 72 civilians were killed and 64 women and girls were raped between February and April in Unity State's Leyr County. Hunmis Chief Nicholas Asim said human rights violations were documented during a search in violence carried out by armed youth from Kot and Mayendit counties. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding reporting from Bor.